Adventurer Steve Fawcett may have accomplished the first solo nonstop balloon flight around the world. That was before his recent jet flight around the world. But a much smaller balloon has just completed a journey nearly as impressive. A 12-inch helium balloon launched from a schoolyard in California turned up in a dairy field in North Carolina, stumbled upon by a farmer on his way to milk his cows. The balloon project is the creation of fifth-grade teacher Gary Nash. He joins us now from his classroom at the Richland Elementary School in San Marcos, California. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation. Hello, Gary Nash. And we're clearly having a difficult time getting Gary Nash on the phone. This is a helium balloon launched as part of a weather project there at the Richland Elementary School in Washington, which somewhat to the surprise of its launchers made it, as we're saying, to a farmer's field all the way across the continent in North Carolina. And as soon as we can get Gary Nash back on the phone with us, we'll find out what the school project was about. The farmer's wife, Carla Queen, reported the find at first. Gary Nash didn't believe her. Now Nash figures the jet stream carried the red balloon clear across the country, and we managed to get back on the line there to California. Not yet. So we'll just tap dance here on the radio until we... it's live radio, folks, and people's phone lines don't always work as neatly as we want them to. This is part of a classroom project that gets people involved in weather information, and normally the idea, I think, is for that helium balloon to go up and come down and give them some information. However, this time it went a little too far, or maybe not far enough. It was an extraordinary journey for a red balloon launched by a group of school children in California that made its way across the country, as you're hearing more and more often. So let's see if we can get the school teacher involved on the line, Gary Nash. There's life on the phone. Gary Nash, are you there?
Yes. Very sorry about that.
That's all right. Tell us a little about the project.
Well, at the beginning of the school year, we're studying weather. I teach fifth grade in San Marcos, which is north of San Diego. We're reading a couple of stories about weather, earthquakes, the volcanoes, hurricanes, etc. And we also tie that into our science unit on weather, and we get very in-depth with our weather unit. And then as a culminating event for that, we have what started as a classroom project to launch hot air balloons within our school property. Many classes wanted to see that, so it evolved into a school-wide project now where the fifth graders, we build and launch hot air balloons, and all the other classrooms, they get 4 helium balloons each.
Mm-hmm.
We place a tag on those balloons, which identifies the school, and we kindly ask them if they find it to contact us.
And where do they normally come down?
We had 3 balloons land within 4 miles of the school at another elementary school location. 3 in an adjoining city, Escondido. We had our furthest this year, it traveled to the Anza Borrego Desert, which is about 54 miles this year.
North Carolina, that's another story altogether.
Absolutely, yes.
I understand the farmer who found the balloon asked his wife to call you. You put her on a speakerphone.
Yes, we were off. That was President's Day weekend, so we were off. They found the balloon on the 19th. She called us that Sunday and left a message on our voicemail. And our voice messaging service.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up the call Tuesday, and I listened to the message, and I must admit I was somewhat skeptical about that. And she did leave a number, and it sounded very believable, so I called her the next morning and talked to her, and I said, you know, I absolutely believe that she found it. It was found the way she described it. And I thought it would be a good activity, since we also in fifth grade are learning about states and capitals, to involve the kids in it. And so I asked them to think of some questions they might have for the lady in North Carolina, Miss Carla Queen. And we put her on speakerphone, and the kids gave her a barrage of questions, which she patiently answered for us. And in the beginning, I did take a consensus of the class, how many believed it, and there were a handful of students who thought it was a little far-fetched.
You learn a lot in school these days. Gary
Absolutely.
Nash, thank you very much. Gary Nash teaches fifth grade at the Richland Elementary School in San Marcos, California. His balloon launch program is in its 6th year. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.